You've lived in your home for years, and the moment you put it on the real estate market, strangers will look through it with a completely fresh set of eyes. And they will see things that you completely stopped noticing. So let me show you exactly what they will see. Hey there, my name is Kasha McDaniel, and I'm an occupied home staging specialist where I help women over 50 get their houses ready to sell using things you have in your home. And in this video, I'm going to go through one house where I will walk through it with the buyer's eyes, as if I was the buyer and this was your home. We're going to go room by room through the pictures that are online so that you can understand what it is the buyer is actually looking at, what their questions are, what their concerns are, so that you can get a better idea on how to stage your house. So let's get started. Okay, so let's start with this house that I found here on this listing. This is in North Carolina, and as you can tell, it's a bigger home, right? It's a colonial type home. It's all brick, or mostly brick, it looks like. It has a beautiful lawn here. It has definitely, the landscaping's been taken care of. There is just, it looks gorgeous, right? And if we go through the next picture, this is from the street view as you're looking out. You can see there's a nice big lawn. It's been cut. The bushes have been trimmed. The trees have been trimmed. The landscaping's been taken care of. Now, this is one of the things I want to talk about with the buyer psychology. As you're thinking as a buyer looking at, pretending this is your home, what is it they see? Oh, they're looking, they can maintain the outside. The grass looks fantastic. You know, this is a bigger home. We have three or four kids, you know, that we need to move in here. This will be a great size home, or so it looks like it, because I can see that, you know, it's a bigger house. It has a nice lawn in the front where the kids could play. We could have them, you know, out here playing, you know, with their little trucks and toys and things like that. This is fantastic, right? That's the first impression. And you can see, oh, there's an attached garage. Great. You know, it's asphalted. Okay, they may see some cracks here, but you know what? This is a nice brick walkway up here. It's a bit, you know, older type of home, right? Because it is all brick. But you know what? Maybe that's kind of what they're looking for. It's not a typical cookie cutter home. Now, this is the front door as we're walking in. As you're walking in, they probably are bringing their kids maybe with them for this showing. They probably could, maybe they're younger, right? And this may be a bit crowded for them on this stoop with all these planters here. So one of the things that I would think of is just remove one set of the planters, probably the ones close to the door, because they seem kind of thinner and scrawnier, if you will. But the other ones, the pine trees, look a lot better. Those can just be there. Otherwise, it's kind of crowded if you have a whole family walking in trying to fit in through the front door, okay? So that's one of the things that I would recommend, just, you know, not blocking and making as much room as possible by the front door and the entryway, because that's where they're going to walk in. They're not going to walk in through the garage like you're used to walking into the garage. If you park your car, you know, and then you walk in through the rest of the house and you get in, buyers are going to be walking through the front door, and that's what they're going to be seeing, is they're going to say, oh wow, okay, the steps are, you know, great condition. Maybe we just need to wash these up a little bit, but otherwise it looks great. The front door looks great. You know, these may be a little bit dated, but you know what? Okay, that's fine. But it still looks like it's been freshly painted. Looks like it's been taken care of. This is really good, because buyers basically give you 8 to 10 seconds to make a great first impression. And this is the first impression that you give them. Okay, walking in, this is the foyer, and they're gonna look around and figure out, okay, well, is there a smell in here? Is there a smell, something musty, something overly perfumed? Is there a pet odor? They may notice the wallpaper. That's the first thing I noticed. Some of you may be looking at it going, oh yeah, that's a bit dated. Yep. So then they're thinking, okay, well, how much of this wallpaper is there? Is it just this front part? Okay, it's really not too bad. But there's a little too much. It's, again, if they're bringing their whole family in here, they're gonna be kind of crowded in here, all walking into this foyer, because there's a curio cabinet here. There's a grandfather clock in here. There's something, you know, a pot and this other thing here by the staircase. There's too many things here that kind of claustrophobic and don't need to be there and don't add anything to that other than displaying your collection of whatever glass things that you have in here. Again, this is your personality. We're not trying to show off your personality. The buyers are trying to imagine themselves living in here, and when they have little kids, they're not going to have a curio cabinet full of delicate and breakable things in the house. So in order to help them imagine themselves living in it, I would remove both these two things because, number one, they don't need to be in there. They take up too much space. And again, this is not the impression that you want to give when you're walking in to make it feel crowded, okay? And the next picture, yeah, okay, so this is great. I love this little, you know, place to put, you know, keys, mail, whatever it may be. A nice mirror right here. This is great. This light fixture is probably dated. As you're walking in as the buyer, they're probably going to say, okay, well, I'm going to need to spend some money to take down this wallpaper. I'm going to need to spend some money on changing out the light fixtures because this is a bit dated. But, okay, it still looks clean. It's still taken care of. The floors look fantastic. Look at those gleaming wood floors. Those look great, okay? But those are the impressions that are going to come in when they walk into your front entryway, okay? They're going to think about smell. They're going to think about what it looks like. And they're going to think about, oh, I need to start changing things. So that means we're going to start removing, taking some money off of the offer because there's money that needs to be put into the house to change it to reflect, yeah, their style, but also to modernize it, right? We're trying to update a little bit. And that's where you kind of don't want to go overboard on that part. But that's some of the things to keep in mind that the buyers are thinking of when they're walking through your home. So the next room is the living room. And it's a great big space. They've definitely painted in here. There's no wallpaper in here, so this is great. The only thing is that, again, these are pictures of the family here. I would remove those and replace them with something more generic, kind of like this boating picture, right? You don't need to remind the buyers who lives here. They know someone else lives here. They're trying to imagine themselves living in the home, right? They're going to look at the furniture arrangement and go, oh, wow, they have a big long couch and some chairs. Yes, we have a great big couch. Maybe we have a sectional in here. This would look great in our space as well. But they're also looking to see, well, is there too much furniture in here? You know, they're sizing it up to say, hey, this is what's going on in here. What do we need to see? Are there family photos, like I mentioned, okay? That's the kind of thing that are going through their mind when they look into the living room, okay? This is another angle. Yep, there's more pictures of family members, more here, 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 here. Yeah, you don't want to remind them or show them pictures of your children. I'm sure you are very proud of your children and how beautiful they look, but not when it comes time to selling your house, okay? This is one of the non-negotiables when I'm staging a house is all the family photos have got to go. It's just the realistic portion of staging, okay? Your children are beautiful, but no, they need to go. I'm sorry. They really do. Okay, moving on to the dining room. Beautiful. I love the blue color in here. It's nice and bright. The chandelier is really pretty. It's probably authentic to the house. But again, the buyers may be looking at it going, yeah, we probably need to update that, change out the light fixture. Yeah. And then as you walk around the room, oh, there might be, again, too much furniture in here. It's a little too old-fashioned. And updated, yes, and I know, they know the furniture doesn't stay, but that's what they're thinking when they go in here and go, oh, well, so what I would do is I'd remove this credenza side table here, leave this one here, leave the table, change out the centerpieces, because again, it's glass, it's crystal, it's very breakable. Again, they're probably coming in with their kids, which, kids are kids. They can be rambunctious. They don't mean to do things. It's an accident. I know. I hear it. I have my own kids. I totally understand. But I would just put something maybe simple, like a simple vase in here that's not crystal, maybe something colorful, maybe, you know, in the centerpiece and get rid of this. This is just a little too fancy for a dining room. Okay? Kind of keep it practical, keep it simple. Next, we're moving on to the kitchen, and wow, there's a lot of cabinets and storage in here, and a lot of counter space, as you can see. But unfortunately, there's a lot of appliances that are all, you know, sitting around here, especially on the side. There's a coffee maker here, another coffee maker here. Again, more family photos. This is great. This is nice warm colors. So the kitchen is a long galley looking type of one here. So you can see it goes straight into the dining room. So one of the things I would do is kind of still take off a little bit more out of here so that it doesn't look so cluttered in the pictures, okay? One of the things that the buyers will look at when they're in here is, are the cabinets, you know, worn down? These look like they've been either newly redone or cleaned at least. Maybe just the knobs are kind of maybe a little old fashioned, but you know what? I mean, that may be something that, you know, you can easily change out as the buyer. That may not be something that as a homeowner, if you want to change out, they're going to look at the appliances. Do they look old? Do they look worn out? You know, is it a new refrigerator in here? Is this a newer dishwasher? They're not going to necessarily look to see if they all match, because they don't have to, as long as they're similar in color. So you've got black here, you've got silver, they all go together and complement each other, and that's perfectly fine. But if they were looking around to see if anything need to be renovated, not really. Maybe just, like I said, maybe change out the knobs. Nothing really needs to be done here in the kitchen per se. Maybe the countertops, they may say they want something different. But again, countertops are, you know, easier to change and less expensive than a whole reno of a kitchen, right? You've got recessed lighting in here, which is fantastic that that's been added into the kitchen, because some of these homes that were built in the 70s and the 80s, like this one, that wasn't a thing back then. All right, here's another angle to look at the faucet. That may be something that may, okay, it's a double sink. They may want one sink, but this is, you know, this is things that the buyer may be thinking of and going, okay, but I can still see that there's an eat-in kitchen area here. Yep, and again, a dated fixture, maybe something I would change out. I would definitely look at removing all this clutter here against the bay window. And again, something simple here, like, oh, maybe we take one of those vases and put it in the dining room and then put one here, or a plant. A plant is perfectly fine if you do that too here. I think there's a plant here in the back. But just putting a green plant is perfectly fine and simple, something easy to do. Here's I think, the more family room, if you will. So the other rooms seem to be a little more formal. This is just another family room by the fireplace where they have the TV. So as you can see, they have kitchen or the chairs in here. They seem to have a little bit of too much furniture. Like, I wouldn't put this chair here and this other chair here. Just the couches are perfectly fine. You don't need to seat 10 people in a living room. The two couches are perfectly fine. I would add maybe a little bit of color, but other than that, you know, this is a really nice looking living room. All right, so moving on to the master bedroom. I actually had to clip through a bunch of pictures to get to this one because they showed the other kids' rooms. So this one, again, when you're walking into the master bedroom, it needs to feel like you're a retreat, right? You had a long day at work and you're trying to just breathe and just kind of, you know, kind of make it a hotel-esque feeling in this bedroom. Now the four-poster bed, definitely older furniture, nothing you can really do about that, but what there is there just seems to be a lot of extra furniture. You got 1, 2, 3, and I know there's two people sharing this room, right? But it just feels too much, too close, too much furniture. So I would, for example, get rid of this TV and this chest right here. I would probably get rid of that chair, or, you know, leave this as a nightstand over here, actually put a lamp on there, get rid of this extra ottoman. There's just a lot of pieces in here that, again, makes the room feel more crowded. And this looks like it's probably a full or a queen bed. And you could easily fit a king size bed in here, but you can't really tell when you have all this extra pieces of furniture just kind of lined up against the wall here, just to kind of make it, you know, feel full. And you don't need that when you're, you know, selling a house and trying to show off the primary bedroom. The other thing, let me see if they show, there's a closet. Let's see. No, there's a bathroom that they show. We'll go into the bathroom just a second here. But the other thing was, what they're going to look through is when they look for the closet, whether it's a walk-in closet, whether it's just a, you know, 6 foot wide closet, they're going to look and see, well, how much storage is in there? You know, is it overflowing? And then they're going to think, okay, if it is overflowing, then there really isn't too much storage in here, and I've got a lot of clothes I need to put in here. So they're going to look at that and take a look around and go, okay, maybe that's why they need this extra dresser and chest here and things like that. So that's why I don't recommend having all this. I love this beach picture. I love the blue motif in here. This is fine. Yeah, this little table back here behind the door, that would go too. There's just little things here that, are you gonna take those with you to your next house? If not, then I would just go get rid of them, sell them, donate them, whatever you're gonna do to them, okay? But remove them physically out of the room. There's just too many little knickknacks in here that don't need to be in here in the primary bedroom, okay? So let's move on to the bathroom. This is a huge bathroom. Wow, it's got this huge garden tub, which, and they actually have a walk-in shower here, which is fantastic, that's great. Now, I know garden tubs have gone in and out of favor for many years. This one doesn't seem to be like one of those jet tubs or anything like that, so it's not as overly huge. It is big, it does take up a lot of space, but there's really nothing that needs to be done here because they've already painted the walls in here. It looks very neutral, a nice greige kind of a color. There is this fluorescent lighting in here, which isn't, I'm like, okay, that's fine. The mirrors could be changed out to be something a little bit more modern, but this is a very nice, clean looking bathroom. I would actually take out these little rugs here and definitely rip out this rug here along the side here because that's just going to be a case for mold and things like that. I would, you know, if you could. I wonder if this is even, hold on, is this carpeting in here in the bathroom? Oh, there is carpeting in the bathroom. And what is this with the OK Corral here for, I think is with the toilet? Okay, yeah. Yes, so in this case, I would turn this into a physical door for the toilet. Yeah, and the carpeting, I'm sorry, we had that too in one of our houses in Virginia, and it was a colonial home just like this. But yeah, so that may be one of the things. This house has actually been sitting on the market for over 3 months, and I can see why one of the things they may be thinking about is this. While the rug, it looks very clean, they've done a very good job of cleaning it up, but there may be mold because of the shower or the tub or, you know, the steam that happens if there isn't a fan working in there. But that's one of the things that the buyers may be thinking of when they're walking into this bathroom. While yes, it's soft, it's nice and carpeted, yeah, you might want to consider tiling here because they've got this tile here and it doesn't have to exactly match, but as long as it's white, you know, but that could be part of it along with these, this OK Corral. Like one of the first things that I would do first is I would change out these doors and then rip out the carpeting. But yeah, that may be easier and less costly for the seller to do. Now, at least there's two sinks. There's lots of counter space here. This is great. But again, that would be something that, you know, again, the sellers or the buyers, when they're walking through here, they're going, ooh, we need to spend money on this bathroom. We really do. And that's probably one of the first things they're going to do other than, you know, changing out the wallpaper, the in the, you know, downstairs. Yes, so it's still livable. There's nothing wrong with it. It's all cosmetic things, but that's what they're thinking when they're walking through the bathroom. Okay. So yeah, and I guess this might be the closet. I don't know if we've got a picture of that. Nope, they don't show us a picture of that. Okay, that's fine. So moving on to another bedroom here. This is also cosmetic. It really shouldn't be that big of a deal, but the curtains and the flower part, that's just outdated. I would actually, if anything, I would flip over the comforter and make it more neutral, make it white, use white in there. Is it a yellow room? Okay, not an ideal color, but that's, again, something that the buyers will be thinking of when they're walking through your house. Again, if they have to be thinking about, okay, I need to spend money on this, I need to spend money on this, and this, and this, and this, pick the things that, you know, that you can easily fix yourself and update that won't cost a whole renovation. Because I'm not saying you need to do a whole renovation. They did a wonderful job with some of the colors in the house already. There's still some other things that still need to be done, okay? Yeah, oh yeah, that's a lot of floral. If anything, I would just take the, because there seem to be some kind of blinds here, I believe. Yeah, I would just take down the curtains. If you had to have some kind of curtains there because you're living in there, shears are perfectly fine. But literally, I would just take down the curtains to help you with this. Because there's a lot of color, a lot of pattern going on here that I wouldn't necessarily have in here when you're trying to sell a house. Okay? So, and oh, they have outdoor pictures. Oh, and they have a pool out here. Okay, great. So yeah, so this is, wow, this is beautiful. Holy cow. I think they said it was a spa type thing or something. So not necessarily a pool. So yeah, nice patio outside. Looks like there's a sunroom in here. I skipped those pictures. But yeah, so it's a nicely landscaped space. There's just still a couple of things that are a little outdated. You can definitely move in, no problem. But the buyers, as they're gonna look in, they go, okay, we need to update a few things. Okay, so that's just some things that I wanted to share with you when buyers are looking at your house to kind of give you an idea of what they're thinking when they walk through it, right? You don't want to give them a list of a to-do list or starting a to-do list before they've even moved into the house, right? You don't want them thinking that way. That's why some of the updates where you probably already have done some, which we have done that too, there may be some other additional things that won't make them so, you know, loud in their face, because when the buyers see a lot of these things that need to happen, like they say, okay, we need to do wallpaper, we need to change the light fixtures, we need to paint, we need to, you know, pull out the carpeting in the bathroom, we need to retile both bathrooms, you know, they start adding things to their to-do list, and that means that the price of the home could go lower, especially if it's comparable with other properties for that size, that space, that location, you know, that's kind of what they're going to compare it to, and the work that needs to be done that they don't really have time, because they're probably a younger family, probably, you know, couples are in the 30s or 40s with younger kids. The kids are going to be running, you know, from activity to activity. The parents are not going to have time to be doing renovations and things like that. They may want to. There may be some people that are up for it, right? But that's just a thing of when you price your home, make sure you, when you talk to your real estate agent about pricing your home, that you do take in consideration that there may be some upgrades that need to happen. That's why I bring up the seller's blindness, because you've lived in the home, you don't notice the wallpaper. That's something that you may love, but the buyers may go, oh God, no, that needs to go, you know? So you may not hear that as feedback necessarily. And that's sometimes kind of harsh to hear. And I know, I get it. I know sometimes we get, when we're selling our house, we were like, what? They were offended by that? I'm like, okay, well, then they can go. I don't need them. That's fine. And a lot of you may be saying that. You may be nodding along going, yeah, I don't need them. But you do need to sell your house. I know how stressful that can be, so I understand. But a lot of these things that if they see that need to be changed registers with them loudly in their head. And it's things that they've already started thinking about that they need to figure out, well, do we really love this home? Yes, it has the size. Yes, it has the rooms that we need. But, and there's that but, you know, everyone has them, right? But is it their 90% solution? Maybe? Yeah? Okay, great. So here's the thing. None of what I said has anything to do with how much you love this home and how much you've cared for it, right? Seller's blindness is real, okay? When you live in your home for such a long period of time, you don't see it. You don't think about it. It's not something, well, I've lived with it for so long, but the next person is not gonna wanna live with that, okay? It's just human nature, okay? So here's where I can help you with this. If this is something that you're just, you know, lived in your home for a while and you're kind of wondering, well, maybe I do have seller's blindness. Maybe I don't see the issues. You can start with something as simple with a mini consultation with me. It's online. You just take pictures of one of the rooms in your house and you're like, is this a great first impression? Is this foyer, you know, okay? Or I'm not sure. I've heard feedback. Maybe you've gotten feedback from the real estate agent. They just don't know what to tell you or how to fix it. Then a mini consultation is something that we can start working on together to help you stage your house, okay? Or if you're interested maybe in an online course, I talk through all the things in my 5-room staging masterclass with the foyer, the living room, the bedroom, the kitchen, the dining room. What am I missing? There's like 5 main rooms. And I go through everything that you need to look at when it comes time to staging those rooms in your house. And that's something that's simple, and I'll leave that link in the show notes below as well. But that's how I can help you in getting your house ready so that buyers are not taking that list and making the to-do list and then offering less on your home, and then your home sits on the market longer because it may be priced too high. They may be thinking, okay, well, yes, it's a great house, but we need to spend X amount of dollars just to get it ready for us to move into. Okay, so that's just the reality of what you will see and hear. Maybe you may not hear it, but you sometimes you need to hear it, right? Yeah. So I hope this has given you a little bit more insight into the buyer's psychology of what they're thinking. And if this is a video that you like, I hope you like, subscribe to the channel, share it with your friends. If you are moving and they are moving too, I'd love to get any comments on what else you saw that you thought, well, you know what, I really don't think that we should do this, or, you know, any other comments on the video. I'd love to hear it. Okay. I hope you guys have a fantastic week, and we'll talk to you later. Bye.